in the mid-90s, I lived in Dayton, Ohio. And Dayton, Ohio was a great place to live in the mid-90s when you were in your early 20s because we had a three-bedroom house with a porch and a swing and a cat with no claws that would disappear for 4 days and come back with the blood of other cats smeared on its face like war paint. And pot was really cheap, and our landlord was really cool, and he didn't really care what we did most of the time, and we did a lot of really cool stuff. So my job at the time, for a very brief moment, was like the best job I ever imagined. I delivered pizzas for a local pizza place, which was great because I didn't have to really interact with other folks. Nobody was ever sad to see me, right? The pizza dude shows up, and everyone's like, hey, the pizza dude's here, right? So it was cool. And I was driving pizzas in this neighborhood that had all of these gates in it because it was kind of a dangerous neighborhood. So the cops put like a ton of gates and speed bumps in the neighborhood to make it so that criminals couldn't just like fly through the neighborhood. They had to sort of go over bumps and around gates, and it was like a maze. Tore my car to pieces, right? My beautiful 1989 Toyota Corolla that had... It was a cool car, and it had, I'll tell you why, because, so somebody ran into it in the grocery store parking lot, so the back door didn't open, and the driver's side window didn't really go up and down unless you took the door frame off and slid it up with your hands, because it had this automatic thing, and the ashtray was broken, which was really bad, because I used to smoke a lot of cigarettes, and then, but it had a tape deck that flipped automatically, and that was the coolest thing in the world, right? So I would, like, drive around all night, basically from, like, 4 to 10, chain smoking and listening to Pearl Jam and driving pizzas. And then at the end of the night, I would have like this fat wad of cash and I'd go to the bar and shoot pool, and it was just the life. I was 23 years old. I had no responsibilities except beating my roommate in Madden every chance that I got, so that, you know, we played a lot of Madden. Right, so one night I'm at work and I'm on Salem Avenue, which if you don't know Dayton means nothing to you, and I'm driving and it's raining and I got Pearl Jam on Even Flow and I'm like cruising down, and this dude pulls out from this grocery store parking lot and slams his brakes on, and I slam my brakes on, I slide into him. And I give him a little love tap right on the bumper, right? I get out of the car and he gets out of the car, and this is before anybody's got a cell phone, so... You know, nobody's really, he doesn't want to call the cops. It's a little shady. I don't care if he calls the cops because I didn't really hurt his car, but he's like, no, we can handle this, right? So he says, I got a guy, he's a mechanic, he's going to fix it for me and this and that and the other, give me your phone number. I'm like, okay, at the time, and this is probably still true, I'm like really gullible and I hate confrontation, which is why I live in the Pacific Northwest, because I used to live in Philadelphia, right, which has great pizza, but a shit ton of confrontation. So I moved here. Maybe y'all can up your pizza game a little bit. But I moved here, and it's great. So anyway, I don't want to get into it with this dude. So he's like, give me your phone number. And I try to give him a fake phone number. And he's like, no, give me your real phone number. I'm like, okay. He calls me, and he's like, I want you to give me $500 for the bumper, right? I don't have $500, right, because of the weed and the car and everything. So I call my dad, who I call for this kind of stuff. My dad, I call him when, like, a squirrel comes in, and I wake up, and it's on the wall looking at me, and I'm like, Dad, how do you get a squirrel? He grew up on a farm. How do you get a squirrel out of the room? He's like, chase it with a broom, right? So my dad's really smart about this kind of stuff, like IRAs and squirrels and how to deal with people trying to shake you down for money. And my dad, he doesn't curse much, but he's like, you know what, fuck it. I'm like, all right, Dad, that's what I'm going to tell the guy. And he calls back, and I say, hey, man, this is like my Goodfellas moment. I said, hey, man, I'm calling your bluff, man. He's like, it's not a bluff, da-da-da-da-da, and I hang up the phone. All right. Around the same time, I lost the key to the Corolla, right, which put me in a very precarious position career-wise, because if you can't start your car, you can't deliver pizzas. At least I couldn't, right? So I'm calling into work, and I think part of it was like the universe was telling me that this dude knows one thing about me, and that's where I work. So you need to stay away from that place at all costs, right? So after about a week of calling in and not showing up and whatever, I don't remember if they sort of fired me or if I just eventually quit. I realized that the key has probably slipped into the one place where I spend most of my time at home, which is on the couch in front of the television with a Madden controller in my hand. And I reach down into the cushion and I retrieve my poor Toyota Corolla key, but by that time it didn't matter because the transmission had pissed out on it and the neighborhood kids were playing in it. So the cops came and towed it away and I bought a bike. That's my story. Thanks.